Good morning and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Romil, the Group's Head of Investor Relations, and I will be the moderator for today's call. On behalf of ASMPT Limited, I would like to welcome all of you to the Group's fourth quarter and full year 2022 investor conference call. I would like to thank you for your interest and your continued support in the company. Please note that all participants will be on listen-only mode when the management is presenting. We will start the Q&A only after the management has gone through the entire presentation. We endeavor to answer all questions during the Q&A session, but due to time constraint, priority will be given to the covering analysts. I will highlight the instructions for asking questions just before the Q&A session. Before we start, let me quickly go through the disclaimer. Please do note that during this conference call, there may be forward-looking statements with respect to the company's business and financial conditions. Such forward-looking statements could involve known and unknown uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results, performance, and events to differ materially from those expressed or implied during this conference call. For your reference, the investor relations presentation related to our recent results can be downloaded from our website. For the call, we have our Group CEO, Robin, and our Group CFO, Katie, on this call. Robin will begin with a brief discussion and group key highlights, and then Katie will provide color on the financial performance. This will be followed by an update on the guidance and outlook, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Without further ado, let me hand the time over to Robin now.
Thank you, Rom. Good morning and good evening, everyone. Let me thank all of you for joining our earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year of 2022. I trust that all of you are keeping safe and well. Before I give an update on our performance of 2022, let me share some reflections on this past year from our perspective. We had an industry super cycle the previous year in 2021, and thus we began 2022 optimistically, buoyed by an unusually strong post-pandemic sentiment with most of the world seeming to return towards normalcy. However, this optimism quickly faded away as developments arose that impacted the entire world. The Russia-Ukraine conflict, coupled with the ongoing trade tensions, persistent inflation, and lingering effects from the pandemic created challenges for global economies. Their collective consequence was far-reaching for an industry. As consumer sentiment weakened, our industry also entered a semiconductor down cycle. We are still grappling with the collective effects of these developments. Nevertheless, I'm pleased to share that the group delivered a resilient performance for the fourth quarter and the whole year in 2022. These results are no mean feat. In fact, the group's performance for 2022 has surpassed pre-pandemic levels, recording its second highest annual revenue and bookings. This performance also comes right on the heels of the super cycle year of 2021, with its record revenue and bookings. In this regard, the board and the management team and I are deeply indebted to the collective efforts of our more than 12,000 staff worldwide. Let me share that part of our success in navigating a challenging 2022 was our ability to effectively tap the competitive advantages of our unique and broad-based portfolio of semiconductor and electronics manufacturing solutions. This spanned mainstream, applicative, and advanced packaging tools, served various end market applications across a global pool of customers. We truly believe our solutions portfolio continues to be a differentiator for us and help underpin our performance in various ways. I will touch on key elements of this during this call. Let me now take you through today's presentation. Our first highlight is that the group performed better than the guidance we gave last quarter. For the fourth quarter of 2022, revenue exceeded the top end of our guidance and also delivered gross margin above 40% for 7 consecutive quarters, even through a down cycle. Let me give you some color on how our unique and broad-based portfolio came into play for our overall 2022 performance. Basically, even though 2022 was a semiconductor down cycle year, the group's SMT segment delivered record revenue in 2022, fueled by strong demand from the automotive and industrial end markets. The SMT segment also recorded its higher ever share of contribution to group bookings in 2022. These developments clearly reflect the resilience of a business model, even in a semiconductor down cycle. Let me now mention briefly our end markets. With the macroeconomic uncertainties and dampened consumer sentiments, our consumer, communication, and computers end market, or what we call the triple C end markets, were weak in 2022. However, our automotive and advanced packaging end markets help underpin the performance for 2022. Both automotive and advanced packaging combined delivered about 40% of the group revenue for 2022. I will provide more color on these end markets later. Before going deeper into the business highlight slides, I want to make a bold statement regarding our ESG efforts. I'm proud to highlight that the group has dedicated itself to becoming an ESG leader in the semiconductor industry. We have crafted a comprehensive ESG framework, and an action plan has been implemented throughout our global operations. An immediate key environmental focus is on eliminating our emissions footprint. And in this regard, ASMPT has committed to reducing its scope 1 and 2 emissions to net zero by 2035. We know that this is an aggressive target, but we are fully dedicated towards achieving this. We are also privileged to become a leadership level founding member of the inaugural Semiconductor Climate Consortium that was launched in late 2022. With fellow consortium members, ASMPT will jointly address climate change issues across the entire semiconductor value chain and help accelerate solutions to address climate problems through the pooling of industry resources. For more details about ESG efforts, please refer to our upcoming ESG 2022 report, which will be released along with our 2022 annual report in about a month's time. This slide gives a quick summary of some of the group's key financial metrics for 2022. Again, the positive effect of our unique broad-based portfolio was apparent as the 11.8% year-on-year decline in group revenue, mainly due to the semi-segment, was partially mitigated by revenue growth from the SMT segment. As our two segments follow different business cycles, while the group witnessed a 25.2% year-on-year decline in semi-segment revenue, there was a growth of 9.8% in SMT revenue. Group bookings declined 29.4% year-on-year in 2022 due to a record base effect for 2021. Semi registered a sharp decline of 44.4% year-on-year due to the semiconductor down cycle and weak consumer sentiments. However, our SMT segment was relatively less affected and experienced only a 5.9% year-on-year reduction in bookings due to strength in its industrial and automotive end markets. Overall, our advanced packaging, automotive, and industrial end markets combined make up the majority of the group bookings for 2022. The group ended 2022 with a strong backlog of US$1.15 billion, our backlog has remained at a reasonably high level, with a higher proportion of automotive and advanced packaging tools in the mix. The book-to-bill ratio was 0.95 for 2022. Group gross margin improved year-on-year, even in the down cycle year, as both segments contributed to overall margin enhancement. The group delivered net profit of Hong Kong dollar 2.62 billion for 2022, and earnings per share was at Hong Kong dollar 6.36 for the same period. I mentioned the stellar performance of our SMT business earlier, so let me just add a couple more points here. The segment's automotive and industrial end markets contributed close to half of the segment revenue for 2022. This was due to strong demand for its high-end placement and printing tools, mostly coming from Europe and Americas. This sturdy performance gives us confidence that our SMT business gained market share and surpassed its competitors in 2022. Let me now share about the automotive end market, which has experienced strong growth, delivering a record performance for that year, in tandem with intensifying automotive electrification trends. This end market enjoyed 20% year-on-year growth in revenue, achieving its highest level of about US$515 million. Automotive also had the highest weightage of group revenue at about 21%. The group has a comprehensive range of automotive solutions, and those are highlighted on the right side of this slide. Looking in particular at the group's laser scintillation, sintering, and SMT placement solutions, this witnessed demand growth with the addition of more top-tier customers globally. It is worth also noting that our laser scintillation and sintering solutions are the process record for fast-growing silicon carbide-related applications. Furthermore, in addition to customers for conventional and hybrid vehicles, our solutions have also been increasingly serving pure electric vehicle or EV players, including fast-growing Chinese EV players. Based on these points, the group's estimated addressable market for the automotive end market will grow from approximately US $2 billion in 2023 to US $2.9 billion in 2027, at a compounded annual growth rate of about 10%. The group is confident of having the industry's most comprehensive suite of advanced packaging solutions across our semi and SMT segments. The range of tools are shown at the bottom of this slide. The group's advanced packaging solutions contributed roughly US$500 million in revenue for 2022, or about 20% of the total group revenue. Advanced packaging's weightage in terms of percentage of group revenue has also remained stable year on year. The addressable market for advanced packaging solution is estimated to progressively expand from approximately US$1.5 billion in 2023 to US$2.5 billion in 2027 at a compounded annual growth rate of about 13%. The group is confident of gradually growing its market share here. Amongst our advanced packaging solutions, some have dominant market shares, while others are primed for growth. Let me touch on this in the next few slides. These are our market-leading advanced packaging solutions. First, thermal compression bonding, or TCB. We are an established market leader with the largest installed tool base. Backlog for TCB tool is over US$100 million, and a significant portion of this will be delivered in 2023. We have also received repeat TCB orders for high bandwidth memory, and the demand forecast remains healthy. There is also good progress on the next generation of TCB tools with environmentally friendlier ultra-fine pitch chip-to-wafer capabilities. We expect these advanced TCB tools to be delivered starting from the first quarter of 2023 for our customers' qualification. These advanced TCB tools will overlap the domain being served by the nascent hybrid bonding technology, and they have a better total cost of ownership than hybrid bonding in many niche applications. In terms of competitive edge, the group's TCB solution can achieve high placement accuracy below 1 micron. Let me give a quick update on our hybrid bonding or HB side as well. Based on the industry's application and process learning so far, the market demand and requirements for HB tools are still evolving, with more stringent requirements for higher yields, throughput, and placement accuracy. The group's HB development roadmap is factoring these evolving dynamics to develop and deliver leading-edge solutions that are aligned with our customers' high-volume manufacturing ramp-up. Bearing this in mind, the group's HB tools remain on track to deliver qualification tools to leading customers in Asia and US for logic and other types of applications. Next, for panel electrochemical deposition or panel ECD tools, the group has a dominant market share with worldwide deployment of multiple tools in several high-volume manufacturing sites, driven primarily by high-performance computing needs. These solutions are also well-placed to meet the growing need for panel-level packaging and panel plating for heterogeneous integration packaging, as these tools have below 10 micron line or space capabilities. To be closer to its customers in Asia, the group's Malaysian operation have also started shipping modules for panel ECD tools, and this reflects our supply chain resiliency. SMT's market-leading system in package, or SIP placement tools, experienced robust demand, fueled by proliferation of 5G, smartphones, and high-end wearables. Taking into account customer requirements for high-speed and high-accuracy die placement solutions, a new chip assembly solution will be introduced in 2023. This slide showcases our advanced packaging solutions that are primed for growth. For advanced displays, as demand grows for seamless large size display, the potential for mini and micro LED is evident. We believe that our mini LED solutions have helped speed up mass market penetration for advanced display, while our micro LED solutions are aging closer to eventual mass market adoption. Promising new areas of opportunity, including AR, VR, and near-eye displays also bode well for our solutions. And on the whole, we believe we are well positioned to gain market share in advanced display. For laser singulation, the group has been gaining market share fueled by accelerating demand for more complex chip architectures with challenging requirements. The group's product and technology roadmap for laser singulation is also closely aligned with leading IDMs, and we believe our next generation laser singulation tools will deliver long-term revenue contribution of at least US$100 million annually. Also, in line with strong market demand signals, we have ramped up production capacity to deliver tools from our Singapore operations, helping bring production closer to many of our key customers. Silicon photonics is another area gaining traction. Silicon photonics solutions enable high data rate and power effectiveness for cloud computing using laser optical fibers. For such applications, the group's Amicra tools are the market-leading system with very high accuracy of 0.2 micron placement capability. These advanced tools cater to all high-end manufacturing needs for both silicon photonics and co-packaged optic devices, and are utilized by leading tier one players for qualification phase with leading customer in this arena. So it probably takes some time before we see some contribution from HP for ASMPT. Now, our customer base are not just in US, but also in Asia. And the application is not just logic. You know, we are also seeing interest in other application area also for hybrid bonding. But meanwhile, I must stress that, you know, customer base is also pushing, as I earlier, you know, mentioned, pushing the boundary for TCB solutions while waiting for a HP solution to mature. So since we are a strong contender for TCB, you know, I think meanwhile, you know, our TCB will continue to do well, you know, in the years to come.
Thanks, Robin. I think last part of the question is more on the longer term or 2023 GM outlook. You did mention that auto industrial AP momentum has continued to stay strong. Okay. So how will be the outlook and whether ASMPT can maintain the gross margin at current levels?
Yeah, so can let me put a little bit color to it. So the group delivered another very solid gross margin quarter, making the seventh consecutive quarter of margin above 40%. And to put things into perspective, in the last down cycle, the group gross margin level was hovering around 35 to 38%. So we believe there is a step change. Now, in terms of the sustainability of gross margin, I'd like to kind of look at the drivers of the solid performance so far. There are three layers. One is if you look at our segment, both semi and SMT gross margins have improved year over year. Second, the product mix, like you mentioned, the auto, industrial, and AP momentum have contributed, their revenue has become very sizable to the group revenue, and margins from those end markets and solutions are relatively accretive to the gross margin of the company. And then also, I want to point out, as we were coming into the downturn, the group has reacted quite timely in terms of cost control measures. So, you know, cost measures included, especially on the semi side, the sensible hiring only for very critical positions, flexible workforce reduction, T&E control, and some of prioritization of strategic investment, etc. All that we believe will be sustainable. Now, having said that, I want to put a pretty large caveat out there that, as you're aware, the group's margin is influenced definitely by volume and also the segment mix between SMT and semi. And lastly, product mix. If the mainstream products rebounding in a big way. So I hope I give you enough color on the gross margin going forward.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, management, for the great answer. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kena. Next, can I request Freddy to unmute yourself and ask your questions?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. And good morning, Robin and Katie, management of ASMPT. I want to ask a question about developments in India. So late last year, Digital India Corporation has set up a business division, a new one named India Semiconductor Mission, which is mandate to catalyze this India's semiconductor ecosystem to cover manufacturing, packaging, and design. And at the same time, we are seeing over the past like 1 or 2 years, there are more and more electronic goods manufacturers moving operations to India. So what's ASMPT's views over such a development? Thank you.
Thanks, Freddy. I think in general, Freddy, whether it's in India or in other parts of the world, you know, in general, if we see activities popping up in locations like this, I think in general, not only us, but I think the whole semiconductor supply chain will benefit, because it means that if India, is India starting out a semiconductor industry over there, they will need capacity, they will need tools, You know, and certainly we are the biggest player, right, in terms of SME as well as SMT. You know, we are very confident that we will benefit from this trend of countries, really growing their semiconductor industry. So I think this is a general question, a general answer to your question, you know, not just in India, but in any other location. Thank you.
Freddie, do you have a second question?
Yeah, thanks, Robin, for that. If I remember correctly, on the presentation page number 19, at the time being, you know, ASMPT's dealing with India is on the low side, if perhaps hiding in others. So how's ASMPT going to tap these opportunities going forward?
We are not in India. I think especially in SMT, we have been in India for quite some time. So it's a matter of setting up, you know, our own infrastructure in India to handle Indian customers. So we don't think it's a big hurdle, right? So we are fully aware of the opportunities that will come in India. Yep.
Thanks, Freddie. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Freddie. Next, can I request Nicholas to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yes, hello. a question on the margin side for the semi-solutions. So gross margin has done very well. I read, you know, changing the mix and so forth. So this I understand. But the operating margin or the segment margin for semi-solution has declined quite a bit. So how do we understand, you know, beyond the volume aspect or beyond the, fixed cost aspect, is there something else that can explain why a semi-solution segment margin has declined to 6%?
Okay, noted on this. Let me request Katie to answer the question related to the segment margin for semi.
Nicholas, I think you're referring to the fact that our OPEX, right, is impacting, the OPEX spend is impacting the operating margin. And if you look at overall from grand scheme of things for the group, right, OPEX actually has been held in relatively steady. In 2022, we did experience a certain inflationary pressure, whether it's from the material side or the labor market side. And also at the same time, on the OPEX front, we have made a conscious decision to continue the investment, especially in R&D, for example, in technologies like advanced packaging. Therefore, the OPEX as a fixed cost was relatively steady, while the volume is coming down. And I think if you look at the percentage, right, that's where really the issue is.
So it is purely OPEX, and within OPEX, development and R&D. Yeah.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. Within your guidance, you know, your USD guidance basically for 1Q23 is the same as for Q22. Right. So you're, in terms of guidance, it looks like you're expecting a flat quarter, but then of course you beat your guidance by a big margin in 4Q, right? So, does it mean 1Q23 revenue decline Q on Q?
Let me request Robin to answer that.
Yes. I think if you look at our guidance, we are guiding 455 to 525. So you take a midpoint. Yes, you will decline on a Q-on-Q basis. Now this is really, if you look at seasonality again, you know, Q1 tend to be lower than Q4, and because of certain factors, we are pretty substantial in terms of revenue from the China-based customer base. So typically in Q1 we have this Chinese New Year effect. So that typically affect the sales in China. So that's why we are guiding that kind of range for Q1. Yeah.
Okay, Ramin, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, can I request Arthur to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yes. Hi, Azalai here from the Cortec Global. Thanks, Robin and company, give us a better visibility. There's two questions from my end. Number one, we understand there is a very strong like ChatGPT trend right now in the semi industry. Can Robin share with us how it how's the company sense from the client side, and how the TCB and HBM, SIP, silicon photonics to benefit this trend? This is my first question. And second question, I want to ask the Katie about the gross margin side. On the page 19, we see the increase from the Malaysia, EU, US more than offset China weakness. Do you envision this gross margin outside of China is higher than China? That's my two questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Arthur. I think on your first question, I'll request Robin to answer. So basically, your question is on the popularity of ChatGPT and the bandwagon effects when it goes to the AI side, and how can our TCB and other advanced solutions benefit from that?
Yeah. Thanks, Ara. I think this ChatGPT trend is really hot right now, right? So I think in that bound to have what we call the AI chips. And AI chips are need not just scaling in terms of wafer fab, but also advanced packaging solutions. So I think that will play well into our arena. As you know, Arthur, we have a strong suite of AP solutions, ranging from TCB to NACS, to like what you see even for micro silicon photonics, core optic packages. So I think all this development in terms of AI will help the industry as a whole. And in terms of advanced packaging, definitely, because advanced packaging definitely will have to be employed, in order to package these chips to make it more effective. So we're really looking forward that this kind of AI trend, will continue into the future. Now, back to the GM question.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. I think for the GM question, I'll request Katie to answer. So basically, you mentioned about increase in contribution from EU, Malaysia, and Americas. So does that help on the GM side if the revenue is higher from these markets compared to decline from China?
Arthur, hi. So from fact perspective, your observation is right. However, our gross margin is not, we don't sell based on the country. It's more actually about the product and solutions that we provide to our customers, the value add and the, the complex or the leading technology we have by product. So again, it's more so the advanced packaging, auto and industrial solutions that actually are more margin creative. And it's not specific because of China. I hope my answer is clear.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. For last round of questions, can I request Gokul to ask your questions?
Yeah, thanks for taking my follow-up. I just had one question. I think this is the first time we are hearing you talk a little bit more positively about the CIS segment in the smartphone market for a while in terms of new active alignment demand. Could you talk a little bit about what you're seeing here in more detail? Is that something that you're picking up, which is a more sustainable trend that smartphone vendors are starting to start focusing more back on the camera side of things? Feels like we've seen a lot of de-specking on camera for the last couple of years. So just wanted to understand what you're seeing on the CIS front and the sustainability of it.
Yeah, good, very good question. I think, to a certain extent, yes, we see, in the recent days and weeks, we see more interest in terms of the active alignment machine, and that we are a leading marketplace in that space, right? So naturally, you know, when our customer base need that kind of solution, they will turn towards the SMPT to provide the kind of solution. So I think that we looking at things, how things develop, I think there will be new innovations coming on stream for camera, you know, in this year or maybe even next year. So we are doing a lot of not just capacities buy from a customer, but also capability. So when we talk about capability, it's a little bit of a longer term, right? So these camera modules may not come on stream this year, but maybe the year or two after. But we also seeing some capacity buy recently. But don't get me wrong, these are not high volume, right? These are not high volume yet compared to previous years. But at least we are seeing some interest, you know, in the active alignment tools from this customer base. Yeah.
Thank you, Robin. With that, we will officially end this earnings call. Let me thank all of you again for attending today's call, and we hope to see you during the next quarter's call. Take care and stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.